For the next hour or two, Pete hurt my chakra points in many, many ways with his predator. He grabbed my finger, placed it in the hole, and twisted it 180 degrees. "You're mine now," he said. "Stop hurting me," I said. He grabbed my head, stuck the pointed bit in my ear, and lifted me up from the floor as if I were a fish on a hook. "For Christ's sake," I said, "stop!" "This is a great Iraqi story, by the way," said Pete. "The ear thing?" I asked, getting up from the floor and brushing myself down. "Yeah," said Pete. "What does the Iraqi story have to do with putting the predator in someone's ear?" I asked. Pete began to tell me, but a Marine commander standing near us shook his head, barely perceptibly, and Pete fell silent. "Sufficient to say," Pete said, "the Iraqi who didn't want to stand up stood up." He paused. "You want a bit of pain compliance?" he asked me. "No," I said. Pete rapidly rubbed the serrated edge of the predator against a part of my temple, and as I let out a blood-curdling scream, he grabbed my fingers and squeezed them agonizingly against the smooth edge. "Stop!" I yelled. "Picture this scenario," said Pete. "We're in a bar in Baghdad, and I want you to come with me. Are you coming now?" "Stop hurting me all the time," I said. Pete stopped and looked at his predator fondly. "What's cool about it," he said, "is that if you found it on the ground, no one would know what it was. Yet it has such lethality." Pete paused. "Eyeballs," he said. "No," I said. "You can take eyeballs right out," said Pete, "with this bit." On the 34th floor of the Empire State Building in New York City, Kenneth Roth, the director of Human Rights Watch, realized that he was in an awkward situation. Ever since the Barney story had broken, journalists had been calling him for his comment. It was an engagingly surreal joke, but there was also a comforting familiarity to it. It was the comedy of recognition. If Barney was involved, the torture didn't sound that bad. In fact, an article in The Guardian, published on 21 May 2003, a newspaper that usually found little to be funny or upbeat about regarding the Iraqi war, said as much. "What the former Fedayeen and Republican Guard are going through now is nothing. So they're being played the Barney song. At what time? Middle of the day? Meaningless. Only when you've been dragged from sleep before dawn, day after day, for months on end, to enter Barney's day-glow world, only then do you know the full horror of the psychological warfare that is life with a preschool child."